everybody, to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
I am your other host or hostess, Kelly.
The hostess with the mostest.
Yes, that's right.
I had to say that. That was so freaking lame. That was like the lamest thing I could ever say.
Well, you know,
after that.
I mean, you know, they've got that AT&T commercial right now. That's probably where you came up with it.
Yeah, okay, but speaking of commercials, I wasn't going to bring this up, but the Jaime Lannister commercial was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. It was so good. See, I wasn't sure if you were getting to watch, because I know you're in Chicago right now, and you were watching not on TV?
Watching via Sling, and I have to say that I've got to give Sling some props.
It works in Chicago.
I don't know if it's Chicago or what, but I will give them their due, because I've gave them a lot of shit in the past. They're not going to find this out. But thank God that I have a million Gmail accounts, because I've already gotten the free trial before. And I'm sorry, Sling, but I'm going to cancel your ass tomorrow, because I don't need you when I go back to, you know, go back home to Atlanta. But I was desperate. I was like, I got to have The Walking Dead tonight. In Crown Plaza, you suck. Step your game up. You gotta have AMC. I literally have 6 ESPN channels, and you can hear the police.
Yeah, man, that is loud.
Yeah, it's very loud. Well, I'm like right by the street, so sorry for anybody listening to this podcast, but I can't believe
you can't hear it that bad. But yes, that the Jaime Lannister commercial was so awesome.
It was incredible, but. It's really tough to do this podcast sometimes, and this is one of those times, because I don't even know how to process what we just saw.
I was going to send you a text message and ask you if we could just skip it, because I'm like, I can't talk right now. I have a little hope that wasn't like brain blood that got all over the camera.
Yeah, I don't know. My favorite tweet, though, right after it happened, News of the Dead on Twitter said, "It's okay. Daryl probably hid under the dumpster."
God.
I thought that was good, but
that was pretty good.
It was a good one. I got it. That's a very clever tweet there to diffuse the horribleness of everything. I know that was a lot of freaking blood, and I know that he said, you know, what did he say? It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Or you'll be all right. Yeah. I don't know how you're all right. That was pretty much point blank range that Daryl got shot at.
I rewound it so I could watch it again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, how can I make this be okay? And it looked like he at least wasn't aiming at his head. It looked like he was aiming at his shoulder.
It did look like he was shooting for the shoulder. And I'm really worried now, though. We see that teaser for next week's episode for the finale, because this was the penultimate episode. I had to get that in there one time. Is that Daryl in the street?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out, too.
Because
It looked more like Eugene.
It did. Daryl's, he's felt.
Yes.
Know? He's a trimmer guy.
Yeah, and this looks like a big man.
That guy looked like he had a little bit of a belly in the middle of the road. But then again, I don't know who else it could be, though. And was he meeting with Dwight right there? I need to go back and watch it. And I know that this was like the big news, because it leaked. What was it, on Friday? Thursday or Friday it leaked, because Fox, the international Fox network that shows The Walking Dead, they're notorious for this. They're always showing the next week's episode teaser before this week's episode. Which I don't understand. I think, at this point, I think AMC does it on purpose. They have to, right?
Did AMC does it on purpose?
Yeah, because, I mean, come on. It's too many times that this has happened. You think they would be like, hey, guys, we got a really big episode coming up. We don't want people to be spoiled, so don't show the freaking promo for the finale before people watch episode 15.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense, but we got some really quick comments. Nate said it is set up real well to be one of the three I believe will die in the season finale: Carol, Glenn, or Daryl. Robin says the show is killing me, but I loved it. And then I'm going to be butchering her name, but is it Yaritza? She said it's killing me too. I don't know what else to say. Crazy ending. It was a crazy ending, and yeah, it is setting up where we've got Glenn, Michonne, Rosita, Daryl question mark, Carol
Yeah.
question mark, and Morgan question mark, for going back to meet up with the Saviors and Negan, of course.
And it was, while they were walking through the woods, I'm going, oh shit, but when they split up
Ugh.
and Michonne and Glenn, well, which of course, the fact that they split up once again just takes me off. I mean, we've got everybody scattered in a bazillion different directions, and
Enid is
obviously.
freaking holding down the fort.
Yeah, which is so not cool. But as soon as I saw Glenn and Michonne split off, that's when I said, "Oh my God, no!" And I think I tweeted, "Oh shit, this is not good." And then, like, immediately after that, those stupid saviors walked around the corner. I was like, "Ah."
Yeah, it was because Glenn was trying to tell Daryl he was stupid. And of course, that's what always happens. The one that is trying to talk sense to the other person is the one that always gets caught up in the crap. And
Okay,
Glenn and
so
Michonne got caught up in the shit.
if it's Glenn that is killed in the finale
Yeah.
and Daryl actually was able to survive that shot that we just saw, I mean, how is he going to survive that mentally? Because obviously Glenn followed him out there.
Yeah. That's gonna be really rough. I just don't.
I mean, this is The Walking Dead, and they do occasionally lead us astray. The amount of blood that, hit the camera won't necessarily be the amount of blood that hits the camera next week.
Yeah, I mean they do that, where they'll have like or the walker shots where the blood goes splurts all over the camera and whatnot. I don't know, it was kind of interesting to me because they set it up towards the end of this episode between Rick and Abraham, because this is the first time in a long time that we've got them two interacting together.
Rick and Morgan, you mean?
No, Rick and Abraham. Where they're interacting at the gate, and because Abraham's asking Rick, he says, "You afraid to go back to it with somebody close?" And then he said, "I think I'm ready to tear the world a brand new asshole." It was almost as if they're setting us up for a new bro crush.
Okay, was in that? That must have been in the. Is that in the? What are you talking about?
Did you not get that?
No, I didn't get that.
I think you missed it. You must have got a commercial or something where you forgot about it. But yeah, Rick goes back to Alexandria and he meets Abraham at the gate. Abraham's waiting for him at the gate. And they have the conversation because Abraham's asking Rick basically about Michonne and the fact that Abraham is letting Sasha in. Did you miss all of this?
Yeah.
Good God, what happened to your TV?
Well, it could very well be that I thought the episode was over.
No. This was, I don't know. I don't remember in the sense of, I can't, it's sad. We just watched this, but I can't remember in the sense of when this happened, but it happened before the episode ended, because
Really?
obviously the Daryl was the ending. That was the very
It's
end.
that's the bad thing about again trying
Podcast
to
right
tip.
afterwards.
Yes, and taking notes and tweeting at the same time.
Yeah, you do too many things.
I do.
Yeah, you were
So,
probably story syncing as well.
I was story
Good
syncing.
God, woman.
Well,
Good God.
and I was trying to go back to a different spot in story sync, and I was having a hard time with it. And so that could have very well.
Literally Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, wow, that is that you have got way too much going on. But yes, they had that moment, Abraham and Rick did, and it was a cool moment because yeah, we haven't seen these two together. For me, it seems like it's been a long time. I mean, I know that Abraham went with them, and has been with them because they were in the RV together whenever
Yeah,
he
but
kept.
they've never been buds.
No, they really haven't. It really has never come like it was in the comic book. So it's kind of, and I was actually really happy that Abraham didn't go, because not saying that that doesn't mean he can't go in the season finale, but I'm hoping for some like balls to the wall, crazy Abraham and Rick adventures in the future of the show. Cudlitz is so good as Abraham.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping for that. But I want Daryl there too.
I know.
We did a season six finale death predictions video. It's on our YouTube page, which is Rantpocalypse, all one word. You can go check that out. It's on our Facebook as well, which is the Walking Naked on Facebook. Yeah, we posted it there, and we had a sort of interesting discussion about Daryl and how he potentially could be saved. And now that he's actually gotten shot, I'm even
Yes.
wondering about it a little bit more with that theory, because if they were going to kill him, they'd have killed him now, I think. I don't think that they would shoot him in the arm and then kill him in the finale at the hands of Negan. It wouldn't even be, would it be even that impactful at that point where the dude's like, Daryl's bleeding out and
No.
then they kill him?
And that's the thing that gives me hope that Daryl is going to make it through this shot just fine, because I mean obviously we need more time to grieve than just a split second of you shooting him and then cutting to next week's episode. So but to me the thing is that if he was going to be possibly recruited, why would you want to shoot him in his right arm?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be kind of dumb. Not the smartest move, but we also know that Dwight tried to leave the Saviors and then got his face burned off. So it's not like he's made the smartest decisions, period. Yeah, I don't know. I need to watch the episode again, but I still don't. I mean, obviously that little teaser at the end didn't really give much information on Daryl. So it's going to be a long 7 days as we wait to see what happens in the 90-minute long finale, which is really cool too.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
And more torture,
Yeah,
more
exactly.
torture.
More torture. Just that, 30 minutes more time that you can just rip my freaking heart out.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Carol really
Oh, I
quickly
was
and
going to
our
say, we
instant
have
thoughts.
so got to talk about one. She was such a friggin' badass. I mean, the biggest badass ever.
Yeah, I mean, she was incredible. Rick said he was proud of her. She took out four of them.
And the whole conversation with Morgan and Rick about, well, I know she killed a couple of your people back at the prison. I heard, yeah, we all knew that happened. And that Rick says, today I would do what she did. She did the right thing.
Yeah, I'd
So,
burn him myself or whatever he said.
yeah.
I'd kill him myself.
Kill him myself.
It was still, I mean, it was pretty intense. I love the fact that she was just driving that car down there.
I
That
know.
was that
I
was
was so
hilarious.
embarrassed for her. I'm like, oh my God, this is the car she took.
Yeah, Carol's got the hoopty car with the spikes coming out of it everywhere. I thought it was great. It was fantastic that she was driving that car, but man, she was the ultimate badass with the old, gun up her sleeve trick. It was incredible. I'm really nervous for her though. I didn't see her get shot. Did you see her get clipped or
No.
anything or stabbed? I didn't see anything bad happen to her, but obviously she's bleeding. Somewhere a little bit, and I'm also really nervous because that guy's tracking her. And we didn't find out what happened. Plus, that random guy all of a sudden at that little farm.
He seemed like he was just trying to get away.
He did, but he had basically the Glenn outfit from the prison. He had like the riot gear on.
Yeah. They didn't make just one of those.
They only had one. There's only one in the world made, and Glenn had it, and he gave it to Eugene. And then I think Eugene just threw it away. I don't know what Eugene did with it.
I'm trying to think because it was the last time I remember seeing it was at Terminus.
Damn, Eugene. You can't be leaving good stuff like that.
Right? Wasn't it at Terminus? I thought it got burnt, blew up at Terminus.
Maybe it did. I can't remember, but yeah, he needs to go back and get that, because that was or they need to go ahead and kill that guy since Morgan made him miss. Were you pissed off whenever Morgan did that?
No, because I thought it was kind of a little bit of a dick move for Rick to want to shoot the dude in the back as he runs away. I shouldn't be that way. You know, I mean, because obviously Rick said, you know, he's not going to trust anybody anymore at all. But I thought, obviously Rick had a little bit better picture of who the guy was than I did. I didn't realize that he was in riot gear as he took off.
Well, that was just because you were tweeting and syncing and texting and drinking and just having a big old party.
Exactly. I was busy.
Yeah.
So did you think that it almost was karma because Morgan almost got bit?
Karma in the sense of how?
Well, that, you know, I mean, he knocked Rick off balance, and that gave more time to almost get bit.
Right. Yeah. You mean karma that Morgan almost got bit because he made him miss that shot?
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, I thought it was a good thing, and I thought the conversation was good as well. I feel like Morgan kind of talked a little bit of sense into Rick, because I will say, I don't have a lot of negative things to say about this episode, but I will say that Rick was kind of annoying me a little bit. The whole fact that he was saying, when they come for us, we'll end it. This world's ours and we're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really annoyed with what he said. It's more or less, I'm kind of, well, he is being a little bit cocky and overconfident at this point.
He's being a little overconfident, yes.
Yeah. And I get it. And I understand why he's feeling that way. They haven't met anybody to rival them, really. They've basically wiped the Saviors clean, it seems like. I mean, they're kicking their ass at every turn, minus at the end of this episode. I mean, that's the first time that we've truly seen the Saviors get one up on them. But I think the Saviors are like 1-for-5 at this point. They're not exactly batting very good averages. But I don't like how the writers, they're really trying to drive that freaking point home with Rick. And it's kind of getting a little bit, to me, heavy-handed with how many times that, because he said that numerous times in the last couple of weeks. Because I know what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to make it where, you know, Rick's going to be basically emasculated
right
in that season finale. Which, I think, I mean, you know, if somebody kills your people right in front of you, that's going to happen anyway. You don't need to like keep saying like that we're the most Billy badasses on the planet every episode.
Right.
We see it. Their actions speak louder than their words. So that's my only negative thing about the episode. And that's like really, really nitpicky. Really nitpicky.
Justin.
Yes.
There is no right, just the wrong that pulls you down.
Was that Morgan or Rick?
That was Morgan.
I think you have the same dialect coach.
I do.
All the Europeans. So when the Brits come over here, they give you that same dialect coach because they have that really, really thick like stuff and things.
I know.
Y'all.
I still don't get it quite. I mean, they've, you know, I need to work on it.
I think it's pretty good.
But yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool line. So I wrote that one down.
Oh, look at you taking notes during the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the reason I don't watch the episode, because I'm taking notes.
I know. It always is tough the first viewing, because you're trying to keep up with stuff that happened.
Yes.
And there was so much that happened in this episode. This was, you know, because we see some of those 90-minute finales or mid-season finales, and it seems like sometimes a lot of stuff doesn't happen in those episodes. It's a lot of drawn-out stuff and then crazy, crazy action for the last 35, 40 minutes. It's almost like they can throw some more commercials in there.
It's exactly why they do it, because they sell more commercials.
Yeah, but this episode, I mean, hot damn. There was so much that happened. Everything at the beginning of the episode was, you know, setting up basically, it was the calm before the storm, because that Maggie and Glenn shower scene, I mean, it was very intimate. I'm not going to say it was hot. It was romantic.
It was just sweet. It was nice. But the thing about all those little snippets of you know, little pieces of everyone's life was that I'm going, no, God, I can't watch this stuff because I know what they're trying to do to me.
Yeah.
And especially that shower scene.
Oh, I know. Whenever he's looking at her bruises and stuff, and yeah, it was an emotional moment for Glenn and Maggie, and that was that moment where I'm thinking, ah, shit.
Okay, and then we have Maggie seeming like she's, you know, going into labor.
Which That's what it looks like.
Which she's, you know, she can't be going into labor. I mean, this is a miscarriage.
Yeah, she just said she was only 2 months in or something like that, right?
Yeah, she's not very far. So, not cool. They're trying to kill me.
They are. They are trying to crush our hopes and dreams and make it where we don't / can't go to work tomorrow. Because it's just too damn emotional.
Well, you remember what happened to me last Monday, right? Was it Monday?
I don't know what happened.
No, which day was it that I overslept? I slept till 7:30 in the morning, and I'm supposed to be on the air at 6 in the morning.
That was Thursday. You just randomly were staying up late.
No, it was after.
Oh, it was our podcasting, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
That's very true. Well, there was so much that happened in this episode.
Yeah. I've got to watch it again.
There was too much that happened to completely sort out all of our feelings and emotions at this point, but it's going to suck, people.
Yeah.
Like, next week is going to suck. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not either.
I am, but I'm not. And I think it's more like 70% not looking forward to it and 30% looking forward to it because...
Okay. I'll watch it. Because I have to watch.
But yeah. I have to be tortured.
Exactly. But there's not any part of me that's going, oh my God, this is going to be so great.
Yeah. No. There's not. I can't even say any words right now.
I know. Why do we even watch this? Why? Why do we let them do this to us?
I don't know. I don't know why we do it. I guess it's just I think you watch The Walking Dead because you like to compare how do you think you would be in the zombie apocalypse if it happened. Yeah, I would definitely be dead at this point. I mean, I don't think I could do Carol. Like, I couldn't. I don't know if I could beat Carol. Could you?
Carol would be the closest thing for me that I could be.
You think so?
Pretend like I'm... I don't know. I did story sync this time.
Yeah?
And once again, you know, it does this thing where it tells you which survivor you're most like. And it said... you're most like Carol. You are dead. And I'm like,
spoiler alert.
No, he does the same thing. It did the same thing to me a couple of weeks ago. You're most like Rick. You're dead.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think Story Sync's broken.
No, sometimes it's told me before that I was just like Rick and I, you know,
you
were
most like Bob. You're dead.
Dead, yeah. And we ate your leg.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, Carol was a huge badass. How could you say that I'm most like her, but I'm dead? You didn't survive. So anyway,
that doesn't make any sense. But if I had to do a quick fire selection right now, I do think I would be like Bob. I think I would have been like Bob, where I turned to booze at first, and it was just like, man, screw this. This sucks.
But you've been looking forward to it for so long.
Actually, that's true. Okay. Okay. But who in the show looked forward to this shit? Nobody.
No one, because they didn't know about zombies.
That is the... Okay, no. I think Merle looked forward to it the most. He flourished. He thrived in the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, he did.
I think I would be part Merle.
Yeah.
Not as badass as Merle. I mean, I certainly could not cut my own hand off to survive. I would have been like, well, I'm either going to die here or somebody's going to come back
and
get me.
Just FYI, all you had to do was cut off your thumb.
That's true. I don't know why he went full hand.
I don't know why he went full hand either. All he had to do was just the thumb. That's all he had to cut off.
Okay, Michael Rooker, not your smartest decision right there. Okay. You could have had four
you could have still
fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you could at least sort of made a fist with that.
Yeah, I think that would be I think at the end of the day, you probably see yourselves as a lot of these different people, and that's why we watch the show so much. Is that we can somewhat relate, but not really, because I certainly can't relate to hiding a machine gun in my jacket sleeve and gunning people down and then stabbing some dude with a spike.
I'd like to think I probably would be most like Lori, that I'd be married to somebody as hot as Rick Grimes, but I'd screw around with Shane. So
who's also a good looking
guy.
Hot.
Yeah. Super hot. So, you know, that's kind of like
I didn't think
like
about
to
that.
Like, that's who I would want to be like.
She had a pretty okay life there for a little bit.
She did. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's very true. I certainly would not want to be Glenn, Rosita, Michonne, or Daryl at this point.
Especially Daryl.
I'm really nervous about Morgan too. I know people hate Morgan and they don't like his character on the show. I feel like he's needed on the show, because otherwise, who's really going to bring the group back? You know,
down.
Don't make me smack you through this mic.
I wasn't worried about Morgan until this episode. Now I feel like he's probably thrown into the mix of who it could be that goes.
Yeah, I'm really worried that he's going to sacrifice himself for Carol. Because his whole speech about the fact that everything's a circle, and that he told Rick about the fact that whenever Rick kicked her out, she came back. She saved everybody. And I don't know. I can't think right now. I can't think coherently to explain how the circle would be complete with him sacrificing himself for Carol. But I just see him doing it for some reason. And I think that originally I thought Carol was going to sacrifice herself, because that's kind of the road that she's been going down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, she can take these other people out that are trying to harm the group, but it's taking such a toll on her. I mean, she was shaking in this episode, that was
begging them.
Yeah,
no, she was begging
go.
Them. Don't do this. No one has to die.
Yeah.
Meaning y'all.
Yeah. Get your asses, get your little toys, your little spears, and take your ass up down the road and go back to the Savior's homeland. And they didn't listen. I don't know. I'm just
they're
nervous.
They're surrounded by douches.
I mean, they are surrounded by douches for sure. God. They are douche magnets right now.
Yeah, God.
It is really bad. I wasn't even worried about Michonne. Now I'm freaking worried about Michonne.
See, I wasn't either. I thought that there was no way that she was in our mix of who it could be.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that I'm not as smart as I thought I was.
I think that every day.
Thanks. And,
you know, Rosita, I'm worried about her too now, because it's gonna be really emotional for Abraham if she dies in the season finale. Plus, she gave Sasha the stanky eye.
She gave her the huge stink eye.
Oh man, it was rough. I thought she was gonna like laser beam burn her down.
A cigar, bitch! I will cut you.
Yeah. Don't make me have to cut a bitch.
Yep.
There was no Spencer to be seen in this episode either. So he's off hanging out with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. girlfriend at this point, I guess. So the only people that know him in real life, I guess, will get that. Or at least know his real life. I just know that he dates the hot chick from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people. Get off my back, because she's hot.
So, would you follow him?
I'd follow her.
He did tweet out at the beginning of the episode, but that was all the following I did of him.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I mentioned. I actually saw him in Austin for South by Southwest.
Oh, you
did not get a picture with him, because I'm weird. We talked about this, the fact that when we go to Walker Stalker Con,
God, we're just such babies.
Yeah,
we're horrible.
How weird we are. Yeah, I walk out of my hotel with my girlfriend, and you know, and we were not in the vicinity of all the stuff for South by Southwest. We stayed. It was only like a mile and a half away or a mile away, but it was in kind of a hipstery neighborhood.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just walking, we're checking out all the thrift shops and everything, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, that's Spencer over there. He was just hanging out with two of his guy buddies, walking a dog. I was like, what the crap? So, but it was interesting, I guess. Not really.
No, I think that's cool, but you didn't
$5.
Say. Oh, you did?
No.
You didn't tell me about the $5.
Yeah. I know, that makes the story interesting all of a sudden. All right, well, we got to get off here and record our top three moments from the episode, and that will be up later on this week once I actually get back home to make the video, because I can't do that while I'm in Chicago.
Oh, well, then we don't really have to record it
Ooh-hoo.
Tonight. That's the good part.
Yeah, yes, exactly. All right, well, we want to know your thoughts on this episode. Do you think that Daryl, we know he's not dead at this point.
Do we know that?
No, we don't. I just like to hope and think that he's not dead, and
that's not how it
goes out. I just can't see it. I can't see him going out like that.
I can't either.
I can't see him not being on The Talking Dead tonight, because Sasha was on The Talking Dead. Sonequa Martin-Green was on there with Yvette Nicole Brown and Denise Huth.
I was excited because I wanted to see Denise Huth.
I know. I love her.
Me too.
She seems so cool. By the way, you know, I know she doesn't listen to this podcast, but I just wanted to give her a shout out, because I love her. Plus, I think her work is really great on the show. But Yulin Womble is not going to be back for season 7 of The Walking Dead.
That breaks my heart. It really does. I don't understand.
I don't either. I thought it was really, really weird. I mean, I get it. She's been on the show for quite some time now, and you probably want to move on and do...
Why would you?
I mean, the only thing that I can think of, and I'm sorry, I keep saying it's a bad habit of mine that I've got to break. But, I mean, just kidding. I think the only thing that I can deduce from this is maybe she wants to go work on some show that is more fantasy related or something, or period piece or something like that. Because if I was a costume designer, yes, it would be amazing to work on The Walking Dead and everything, but it would also be really cool to kind of go work on other stuff. And they film from basically, let's just say, she's probably working on the show year round, coming up with all the costumes, but they at least film from May till November.
Right.
So you know you're at least working that long on one show only. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, to do a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, to do other stuff. But we'll be really sad to see her go. She's been amazing on the show. She's seems super duper sweet and nice in real life.
Love her.
Yeah, she's great. And her husband works on the show too, so I don't know if he won't be working on the show anymore or what. I don't know, but we'll be sad to see her go. And I think that is the end of us. So hopefully you're sad to see us go as well.
But at least pretend, okay?
Yeah.
Just pretend like you are.
Pretend a little bit for us. Try to make us feel a little bit better sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll come back later in the week and talk about this when I actually can sit and watch the whole freaking episode.
Yeah, you're going to be surprised at all the stuff that you missed.
I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, Abraham had some great lines in this episode, and you just missed them. So
very cool. All I saw was the sad parts.
Yeah, well, yes, we'll be back later this week to give our full breakdown and the best moments from the episode. You can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can tweet or Facebook us. It's The Walking Naked on both of those. Go check out our YouTube page. That's where most all of our new content is going to be going for right now. It's Rantpocalypse. Go subscribe to it on YouTube. And that's it.
Yay. I mean, not yay that you're finally done talking, but just yay.
Yay. All right. Well, send us all your thoughts. We want to process this with everybody as well. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back later this week.
Have a good night.